Well, sport from the BBC with me, Michael Williams. Coming up, Kenny Dalglish takes over as Liverpool manager after Roy Hodgson's six-month reign comes to an end. On a dramatic day in England, the FA Cup third round produces some big shocks.
Peter Wynn steals the ball. Pastrol, Newcastle United are humbled in Hertfordshire, and Stevenage take their place in the fourth round. It is a day they will never forget.
And we're live in Hamilton, where it's day three in the opening test between New Zealand and Pakistan. But we start with football, and Kenny Dalglish is once again manager of Liverpool Football Club after Roy Hodgson's six-month reign at Anfield ended on Saturday morning. Dalglish has been appointed by the club's new American owners until the end of the season. His last game in charge at Liverpool was on February the 20th, 1991, a 4-all FA Cup draw with Everton. He'll be in the dugout for Sunday's FA Cup tie with Manchester United at Old Trafford. Mark Lawrenson played with and was managed by Dalglish during his successful career at Anfield.
The word legend is probably overused by everybody in this country, but he really is a Liverpool legend. Best player they've ever had. Managed the team as well to the double, and I'm just a little bit worried that he might just sully his reputation somewhat, but hopefully it doesn't turn out to be the case. He lives, eats and breathes Liverpool Football Club. Apart from Arsene Wenger, I don't know anybody else who watches as much football. It's just a case, really, of what he can do with the team. I mean, you know, the team have been, I agree with Kevin Keegan when he said the other day, the team have been in decline for some 18 months, 2 years now, and that's partly where Roy Hodgson was a little bit unfortunate, because some of the players that Rafael Benitez signed towards the end of his reign as Liverpool manager were quite clearly not good enough.
Well, Dalglish's first game back as Liverpool manager will be the FA Cup third round match at Manchester United on Sunday. His first game back at Anfield in front of the home fans will be against David Moyes' Everton next weekend.
I know Kenny well, and you know, I've got great respect for him as a football player. You just don't even talk about how good he was. But I'm really disappointed for Roy, because Roy was a friend as well, and I think that the job he done, you know, for Roy Hodgson to become a bad manager in 4 months or 5 months at Liverpool, I just don't believe that. You know, I think Roy Hodgson's a terrific manager. But, you know, that's the world we're in at this moment in time, especially in football management.
Well, David Moyes' Everton secured a comfortable win at Scunthorpe to progress to the fourth round of the FA Cup, but four other Premier League sides did go out of the competition. Rounding up the main results from England and Scotland, James Alexander Gordon.
FA Cup sponsored by E.ON, second round replay. Lincoln City 3, Hereford United 4. Third round, Arsenal 1, Leeds United 0. Blackburn Rovers 1, Queen's Park Rangers 0. Bolton Wanderers 2, York City 0. Brighton and Hove Albion 3, Portsmouth 1. Bristol City 0, Sheffield Wednesday 3. Burnley 4, Port Vale 2. Burton Albion 2, Middlesbrough 1. Coventry City 2, Crystal Palace 1. Doncaster Rovers 2, Wolverhampton Wanderers 2. Fulham 6, Peterborough United 2. Huddersfield Town 2, Dover Athletic 0. Hull City 2, Wigan Athletic 3. Millwall 1, Birmingham City 4. Norwich City 0, Leighton Orient 1. Preston North End 1, Nottingham Forest 2. Reading 1, West Bromwich Albion 0. Scunthorpe United 1, Everton 5. Sheffield United 1, Aston Villa 3. Southampton 2, Blackpool 0. Stevenage 3, Newcastle United 1. Stoke City 1, Cardiff City 1. Sunderland 1, Notts County 2. Swansea City 4, Colchester United 0. Torquay United 1, Carlisle United 0. Watford 4, Hartlepool United 1. West Ham United 2, Barnsley 0. The Scottish Cup, fourth round. Aberdeen 6, East Fife 0. Dundee United 0, Ross County 0. Hamilton Academical 2, Alloa Athletic 0. Hibernian 0, Ayr United 0. Inverness Caledonian Thistle 2, Elgin City 0. Montrose 2, Dunfermline Athletic 2. St Mirren 0, Peterhead 0.
So to perhaps the biggest shock of the FA Cup third round, with Stevenage, who play in the fourth tier of English football, defeating the Premier League's Newcastle United 3-1. From the Lamex Stadium, the BBC's Nigel Adderley reports.
an upset in the finest traditions of the FA Cup, as League Two Stevenage gained revenge for their acrimonious defeat 13 years ago. Newcastle looked in control early on, but once Stevenage found their feet, Tim Krul was the busier goalkeeper the longer the first half went on. But he was left helpless twice in the opening 9 minutes of the second half, as Stacey Long's deflected shot crept past him before Michael Bostwick hammered a magnificent second. Stevenage could have had more, as they overwhelmed the Premier League side. Newcastle's Cech Tiote was shown a straight red card for a reckless challenge, and although Joey Barton's screamer gave them brief hope at injury time, Peter Wynn ensured Stevenage could enjoy a comprehensive victory.
Here's the Newcastle manager, Alan Pardew.
You know, it's a tight pitch and they was swamped us really at times. It was all over us and the size of them was always going to be a problem at set plays, which we had difficulty with. And, you know, it's a great day for them. Unfortunately, a bad day for us.
Well, Arsenal needed a 90th minute penalty from their captain Cesc Fabregas to earn a 1-1 draw and a replay against Championship side Leeds United. The Arsenal manager, Arsene Wenger, admitted they came up against a good Leeds side.
Yes, they played the right game in the right way, with in a positive attitude, and you can maybe be a bit critical today with Arsenal, but I would even be more positive with Leeds. They deserve a lot of credit with their performance, and you have to congratulate them for their performance.
Sunderland, who are sixth in the Premier League, also suffered a shock exit, losing 2-1 at home to Notts County of League One. Lee Hughes, who scored County's second, says it's a great day for his club.
We're full of confidence, and now we said there's no reason why we can't come in and get a result, and the fans helped us as well. We had over 3,000 fans singing, and we've scored the early goal, and it gives us a lift as well. And like we say, we got in their faces, and we put them under pressure. I think it was unlucky not to be 2 or 3 up by half-time.
In other shocks, Reading of the Championship beat West Bromwich Albion 1-0 at home, Shane Long with the winner, whilst League One Southampton also knocked out Premier League opposition, defeating Blackpool 2-0. But the FA Cup brought some respite for under-pressure managers Avram Grant and Gerard Houllier. Grant's West Ham defeated Barnsley 2-0, whilst Houllier watched his Aston Villa side win 3-1 at Sheffield United. In Spain's La Liga on Saturday, the leaders Barcelona won 4-0 away at Deportivo La Coruña, second-placed Real Madrid host Villarreal on Sunday. And China have made a winning start to their Asia Cup campaign by beating 10-man Kuwait 2-0 in their opening match. Cricket now on the BBC World Service into Hamilton, where the third day of the first test between New Zealand and Pakistan is underway. Pakistan resumed on 235 for 4 in their first innings, replying to New Zealand's 275 all out. For news of their progress, let's cross live to our reporter there, Brian Waddle.
Well, the difference between the sides now is just 4 runs. Pakistan have moved through to 271, but they've lost 2 wickets to the new ball this morning and wickets in successive balls to different bowlers. First to go was Asad Shafiq, who was LBW to Southie for 83, and the very next ball, first ball of Arnell's next over, Misbah, was LBW for 57. And that was the only success that New Zealand have had since that time. Adnan Akmal and the left-arm spinner Abdul Rahman have come together. Akmal is on 15. Rahman has still to score. 271 for 6, though, puts them just 4 runs behind New Zealand on the first innings. And the wicket takers today, Southie, 1 for 56, and Arnell, 3 for 64. 271 for 6, Pakistan.
Brian Waddle in Hamilton. Tennis, and Roger Federer has begun his season with a tournament victory. He beat Nikolai Davidenko 6-3, 6-4 to win the Qatar Open. It was his 67th career title for the 27-year-old Federer, who won the trophy without dropping a set all week. Before we go, a reminder that Richard Connolly will be here with Sunday Sports World from 16 hours GMT. For more sport, you can always go online to bbcworldservice.com. But for now...